I'm John Richards. You have a tune to The Morning Show on KEXP. We're listener-powered radio, and our good friends at the Cutting Room Studios always helping us out with sessions. In fact, I'll be there in a couple of weeks. Very excited about that, to be live. And I believe we have Hamilton Lighthouser ready to go. Can you hear me?
Hi, yep.
Hey, how are you, man? Good.
Good? We're great, man. Yeah.
How's New York? It's
beautiful here today. You're in Seattle?
Dang it.
I thought you were about to walk in the room.
No, I'm there. I'm in New York a week from Tuesday. I'm going to be over there in a couple of weeks, so it better stay nice. But for now, I'm in Seattle. Very happy to be here. I'm very glad you could make it in. I know you're not going to be out here in Seattle till August, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But first, we would love to hear a couple of songs.
All right. This is 11 o'clock Friday night.
Lighthouser live here on The Morning Show, and a beautiful version of that one. Thank you so much. Got another one?
Yeah, we do. We're going to do another one off the record, Black Hours. This is another upbeat tune. It's called Alexandra. Alexandra, 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 Alexandra. All my roots are always stronger, dug deep and hard as marble. Alexandra, 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 Alexandra. So I tune out all the voices telling me it's time to swing again. Alexandra, 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 Alexandra. Oh, there must be some signal, some green light left in your life. Will you whitewash your memory when I call you in a crazy sleep? Alexandra, 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 Alexandra. Well, I took a happy hour and I ran it through your heart. Don't you lose me to those blue skies. I still miss you when we swing apart. Oh, yeah, there must be some signal, some lonely old green light. Alexandra, Alexandra, Alexandra. I don't think back, I don't need to, but I'm always thinking of you. Alexandra, 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 Alexandra.
Love that. KEXP, Where the Music Matters. Hamilton Lighthouse are over in New York at the Cutting Room Studios. You sound like you're not alone in there, though. There's someone else with you.
I got
correct?
My friend Paul Maroon here with me. Yeah.
Wasn't Paul in the Walkman?
Paul was in the Walkman. Yeah, he was. We were both in the Walkman.
That's great. And, you know, I'm a big fan of the band, and your voice, as soon as I hear it singing, it just puts me in a good place.
All right. I'm glad to hear that. Thanks.
Well, I know I'm not alone either with our listeners. You have a lot of love here at KEXP. We've been playing Walkman records for years.
Yeah, thanks you guys very much for all your help over the years.
Yeah, yeah. And you've been a part of a lot of our shows, and we've always appreciated it. And I'm not one to freak out when some of my favorite bands go on breaks or call it quits. I remember I'm a huge Pixies fan. I remember when they broke up and I got the first Frank Black and Breeders album. I'm like, okay, it's going to be all right. We're going to be fine. Everything's going to work out. Right. And so far, everything I've heard out of the Walkman camp has just been great. So
good. Thanks. Yeah. I've liked all the stuff that the other guys are doing too a lot. Yeah.
Was that in the band, like when you guys were talking or you were talking about different projects, was that known while you guys were still playing music together? Or
that we were going to be doing different stuff?
Yeah, that you all had kind of projects you wanted to do.
The original discussion was that everybody sort of wanted to keep doing music, but it just didn't seem like more trouble bothering to get together, and everybody kind of wanted to work on their own projects. So it seemed like a more fun idea to do it separately for now.
Well, it's good you're all supportive of those things as well. And I know you have a family, right? A couple of kids, am I correct?
I do. Two little girls.
How old?
I have a 3-year-old and a 4-month-old.
Oh, dude, you are not sleeping.
Actually, you know, the second one is so much easier than the first one. I don't know if it's always that way for people, but if it had been the same, I'd be, you know, in an insane asylum right now.
My second is 16 months, and I don't know about you, but the first one you're calling the doctor at 100 degree temperature. The second one, it's like
you let him cry, you let him sit.
Yeah, he runs into traffic. I'm like, hey, be careful, man, don't get hit. You know,
yeah, let them marinate a little bit with their problems.
Do they recognize like dad plays music and is making songs?
My older one really likes those first two songs that we just played.
She
when I'd be listening to the mixes and stuff, she'd sort of be in the back seat like, you and me in her room. And she really sort of caught on to that one. It seems like all little kids kind of like that, really like Alexandra too. which is
fun. Do you do the deal playing them, you know, contemporary music, or God forbid you're throwing in like kids songs and things for them? Like what
I
do
mean,
you play?
She really likes that. I mean, it's really beginning to be a problem that Let It Go.
Yeah.
Frozen. Let It Go, the song.
Yep.
You know, I guess it's like the biggest song in the world right now. That's really become like a problem in our lives. A lot of Frozen.
My son hasn't even seen that, but it's sung so much at his school that he comes home.
He'll find it. Yeah, he'll find it on his own. You can't stop it. Frozen's too strong.
You worry about drugs, you worry about the wrong, you know, hanging out with the wrong crowd. Really, Frozen is what we should be worried about, I think. You're going to be making your way out here to Seattle in August. I know that. Going to be playing the Triple Door. I see you have some shows coming up as well there in New York at BAM coming up.
Tomorrow night. Yeah. Yeah, it's very exciting. Really nice place.
What a great place to see a show. I've seen a few over there over
the years. We played there a couple of years ago, and it was just fantastic.
And when you're out touring, is it you? Are you bringing Paul? What's the plan?
My band's always changing. I actually just got off the phone with my new bass player, and he's in, so that'll be good. The other guys can't do it. I have a whole list. And the other bass player just called to ask if we were in Seattle, because he's there, because he heard that we were going to be on KXP. Everybody's got their own bands, all the guys in my band, so people come and go. It's a lot of teaching people bass lines.
Yeah, it'd be weird if... What are you doing? The like two bass players show up to the show. Is it?
We haven't run into that yet. No, this is awkward. No, we haven't had that moment yet, but I guess it's coming. We got two drummers too, so maybe I don't know.
That you could get away with a little bit more, I think.
Yeah, do sort of a Grateful Dead kind of thing.
Yeah, the other thing about the record too, just a little, you know, so we add records, you know, when records come in, we try to be good about, hey, this is the date that it's coming out, and we, you know, this is the kind of the time we'd like you to play it. Well, we accidentally started playing yours way early, apparently, and, you know, we're very respectful, so we said, oh, okay, yeah, we'll pull back a little outside of Alexander.
Well, no need to pull back, right?
No, not now, but here's what happened. We were playing the crap out of it, and then we stop, and we're like, okay, and then all of a sudden people are like, why aren't you playing that anymore? You know, I said, because Hamilton's a jerk. I didn't want to play it anymore. And,
play
you know,
away, man. It was very... don't let me hold you back.
But I thought it was what a great way to find out how much someone loves a record. You just, you know, as you start to debut it, stop.
Well, thanks for playing it.
Well, we love it. Beginning to end, it's a fine, fine record. You're going to play a couple more from it?
Or... We are, yeah. We're going to play a couple more Black Hour songs. This one right here is the lead-off track that has about 100 string players on it, but Paul and I are going to do it as a duo right here. This one's called 5 A.M. Listen, the summer's coming. Slow down. Don't chase the crowd, 'cause I'm right here. Do you ever wonder why I sing these love songs when I have no love at all? Is the life you seek made of sense? This ease, do you need someone just to cool your blood? Or could you ride away from the red race, baby? Could you dream away all your restless blues? You hide away in the peaceful promises that never fail, never failed, never made. Nothing taken, nothing spent. You'll thank me in the end.
KEXP. Beautiful. Halman and Lighthouse are live here on The Morning Show. Black Hour's the new album, and just want to remind people he's going to be out here in Seattle. He's at the Cutting Room Studios right now, but we'll be out here on August 5th at the Triple Door, playing tomorrow night at BAM, and a lot of shows around the country leading up to that Seattle date as well. And I believe one more for us today.
Yeah, this is The Smallest Splinter. This is our the last song on the record.
Of course you decided to stand on your own when the pain has come and has gone. Oh, I guess I probably love you more than anyone. Show me the man who would have shown more. Give me the lion's share of your love, but save the smallest splinter locked up away forever. If that's the love you wish for, show me the man who won your whole heart. Hit me again, 'cause I've been so numb. Each day is like other. I sit alone and wonder what's left to ask for. Give me a kiss and tell me I'm all right. Show me the man who never disappoints. They say it's all or nothing. I say I take what I can. I'd never play the victim. Hit me again, 'cause I've been so numb. Lion's share of your love. Well, now I've decided to take charge and keep some order against this endless river. And I do care now. Share your love.
KEXP and Hamilton Lighthouser live here on The Morning Show. Man, that was great. Thank you so much for taking the
time. Thank you so much for having us. Good to be here.
Of course, man. And all the sessions through the years with the Walkman. And great to have you up here solo, or over there, I should say, in New York solo. And good luck with the record and the tour. And do you get to take your family at all when you head out on tour? They stay
you know,
back.
You miss them. But to be perfectly honest, babies and rock and roll schedules just don't mix. You kind of, I've done it twice. The first time I said never again. The second time I said never again.
So, you know, you get on the phone and you miss them and you hang up and go, oh, God. I'm actually going to get more sleep touring on the road, I think, than
it's the only thing you can really look forward to, right? Like a quiet hotel room at the end of the day, you know?
Well, I'm looking forward to getting out there, and I have a few days without the kids, so also in New York. And I look forward to you coming back over here. I know a lot of people are going to be at the show at the Triple Door on August 5th, a show tomorrow in Brooklyn at BAM, and a lot of shows in between. Go to kxp.org. for more info. And I want to thank the Cutting Room Studios, as always, John and Tom at the Cutting Room Studios, and David and everybody involved. And I'm going to be over there in a couple weeks. And this man, Bob Mould's going to be where you are right now, Hamilton, on next Tuesday. We love Bob. So he'll be up as well in support of his solo album. So thanks again, Hamilton, and good luck with the shows.
All right. Good to see you all.
Take it easy, man. Bye-bye.